the basal ganglia are nuclei at the base of the brain, and they lead to more kind of fluid movement. Therefore, you can imagine that when you have problems with the basal ganglia, you have problems with movement such as Parkinson's. The main takeaway of this is that there are two kind of pathways for movement: the direct pathway, which leads to more movement, and the indirect pathway, which inhibits movement. Kind of low yield points, in case I forget to mention them, is that the direct pathway uses something called substance P fibers, and the indirect pathway is also called the enkephalin ENK pathway, but again, that's low yield. You'll notice that in both pathways, there's a yellow box around points 2, 3, 4. Those are really important, and those are the MVP. So let's understand them. If you kind of pick the direct pathway on the left-hand side, we can look in more detail at the yellow box. So it kind of helps logically to go backwards. So the last step, point 4, is movement, and point 3 is the thalamus and the motor cortex excites, and excitation is usually via glutamate, excites movement. So your thalamus leads to movement. But much like a wild dog, it needs to kind of be kept under control, under a leash. So that leash is your GABA inhibition via your globus pallidus internal. So looking at point 2 now, your globus pallidus internal keeps your thalamus under a leash to stop your body moving all the time. And that's called inhibition of the thalamus. Also, low yield point, something called the substantia nigra pars reticulata is also involved in that leash. So overall, the thalamus leads to movement, but step 2 inhibits the thalamus, so therefore the overall effect of the yellow box is to reduce movement. Okay, so looking at the direct pathway now, what happens first of all is you have a thought. Basically, your brain thinks that you want to have movement. That comes from your motor cortex, and it's going to activate the striatum. Basically, it's going to excite the striatum and tell your striatum, I want to start moving. So your striatum, point 1, has inhibitory connections to point 2, and basically, remember, from point 2, 3, 4, the overall effect is to reduce movement. Essentially, by inhibiting step 2, we take off that leash, we kind of loosen the leash a little bit, we allow the thalamus kind of room to be excited and move again, and therefore we turn down the reduction and we disinhibit the thalamus and allow movement. So that's the direct pathway. The indirect pathway is slightly more complicated because remember, the yellow box is the MVP. The striatum point 1 doesn't directly go to the MVP in the indirect pathway on the right. Instead, it has to go via this blue box and then via the yellow box. So because there's another thing, it's slightly more complicated. So again, starting kind of backwards, at the end point, we have movement 2, 3, 4. Is the overall effect is the reduction of movement. Then if we have point 6, is the subthalamic nucleus, which is a nucleus underneath the thalamus. And that excites number 2, so it excites the yellow box. So we're exciting the reduction of movement. So basically step 6, so 6, 2, 3, 4, all lead to less movement overall. However, the subthalamic nucleus is turned off by the globus pallidus external by inhibitory GABA connections. And there's also something called the substantia nigra pars compacta involved. But essentially the overall effect of the blue box, i.e. so from point 5, 6, 2, 3, 4, is more movement overall because the yellow box is less excited. So the blue box makes the yellow box less excited, so leads to more movement. But remember we said, so far we have more movement. Remember we said the indirect pathway inhibits movement. So what happens is your body thinks that I want to stop movement, so that comes from your motor cortex, and it excites the striatum and tells the striatum to inhibit movement. So the striatum has a GABA connection to number 5 and inhibits the globus pallidus external. So therefore that blue box is inhibited. And remember the blue box leads to more movement. By inhibiting the blue box, we've turned down movement, and therefore, the indirect pathway inhibits movement.